This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey guys, awesome episodes today. We talk about butt stuff, a roommate situation, and a long distance guy. Check it out, enjoy, share it with friends. Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs, where every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Let's get right into it. Let me introduce our guest today.
You're not taking a breath yet.
Now I have.
All right. That was really good breath
Thank
control.
Thank you.
That means that you speak naturally from your diaphragm and you probably don't, your voice probably doesn't get tired when you're on stage.
Sometimes I'll run out. But I, because I'll like forget to breathe if I'm really into something.
Right. That means you got good breath control. You were a natural singer.
I used to sing.
Faggot.
Thank you. That, if you don't know that voice already, if you're a new listener.
I think it's either C-3PO.
An OKP.
Yeah.
Original key player.
Yeah.
Mateo Lane.
Hi.
Thank you for coming back.
How are you? It has been a while since I've been
it's
back
been
on
a
this
while.
Podcast.
A fan favorite. We start the year off with a bang.
Am I a fan favorite?
Yes. I get requests for you all the time.
And then
and then I try to get you out. We've been trying to work it out, but you're away. You're traveling.
Yeah.
You're working.
Trying to get dick.
Trying to get D?
Yeah.
How's the D game going?
I am currently talking to this guy from Spain who I might just marry. Yeah, I think I've just come to the decision. And I don't believe in marriage.
What about him?
I might just be like, yeah, I'll do this.
What about him makes you want to?
I don't know. He just hit me at the right time. Well, first of all, we met in the true gay way, Instagram. And
Instagram is the best dating app that's out there right now.
So, I mean, that's all it is. It's a dating app that's like, being on a dating app, there's too much pressure. But like, if you're just on Instagram, you see someone who's hot.
Mm.
And then, I mean, I don't know how much personality people tend to get off Instagram, but let's be honest, it's all about how you're putting yourself out there.
It's
and
a
I'm
look.
A huge thought. but I put my artwork up there.
Yeah.
And so I met this guy. He was super cute and he's from Spain. And then we started talking and then we started FaceTiming. And then he's like, I'm coming to America.
And to live his American dream.
I think maybe, yeah. He's in Miami right now. He's coming up next week.
Now, we talked about this a few weeks back. Just the idea of like, you know, you have a guy coming from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
You guys.
How dramatic is my life?
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
But like the ideal.
And I had to cancel a guy coming in from Cleveland.
I mean, that was an easy choice.
I know. But the guy from Cleveland's super hot and nice, but yeah. Something hit me with this Spanish guy that I had to call the guy from Cleveland and be like, I will pay for your ticket. I'm sorry. Please, you know, don't come to New York. I'm being honest with you. I'm really falling for this other guy. I just want to be honest.
And what did the other guy say?
He was totally fine with it. He's like,
this is the thing that we were talking about.
Yeah.
The idea that there's like no harm, no foul amongst like the gay.
He's like, don't worry. He's like, I'll get an Airbnb and chill. And then I'm like, cool, we'll hang out. We'll go get dinner. He's like, great, no big deal.
And there'll probably be some hooking up.
No, this guy I won't hook up with.
Well, I'm saying, but
we'll probably play Mario Kart with each other.
You're living the straight man's dream.
Yeah, well,
you're coming without any like, you know, no one's an asshole. Is like kind of
not
like,
yet.
But
there's times where like, yeah, there's guys who are total dicks to me, and I'm like, why am I letting you come inside me?
You're like, you move on though.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, I you deal with a lot of like, I'll cancel a date. With a girl that I've never met. Like, I'll have girls that will DM me, and I'm fine with the DM. Like, I'm very flattered. Mm. And then we'll be like,
Who was that girl who DM'd you the other week or something?
But then they're like, when do we do drinks?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, drinks? It's 11 p.m. I'm going to be out until 2 a.m. Come meet
thing
me.
Is like that to me, I would, okay, all right. It is different with men and men, because if a guy messaged me and said, and I thought it was attractive, and he was like, his first message to me was, we should get drinks sometime. All I would read into that is like, we'll get one drink and then we'll sit. Maybe it's most likely a hookup.
Yeah.
But like, you typically wouldn't get that. Typically with like with the way I'm messaging people on Instagram, it's like, I like your photos. You're very sexy. You are too. That's great. And then the conversation starts, and then it's like, you know, you see, are you single? Yeah. It just sort of evolves into something that's easier. It's more understood. I'm not saying every situation is like a hookup, but like, yeah, you could eat like more than less. That's like, oh, he just wants to hook up. Cool.
Cool. But I think that's like a major, like I'm
but
dealing.
Drinks, that's a lot. That's to me, if someone was like, let's get drinks and dinner, I'm like, oh, you clearly want a boyfriend.
Well, this is what I'm saying. A lot of girls will DM. They're playing in this DM game. Where it's like, you're messaging me. You know, if you're going to be out there on a DM, it's got to be, that's a super casual way to like put yourself out there.
Yeah. I think what she's trying to say is like, I'm interested in you. And that's like an easy way in. It's like, let's get drinks.
Of course.
Maybe is for more so for straight men and women. Because I don't know. I'm not speaking for women, but it's like,
sure.
I don't know how many. I don't think women like I had a friend whose his brother was like, who's straight, was like, he's like, there's no world where I can meet a girl on an app, go to her house, honk her knockers, and then never speak to them again, and it's fine. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work, and there's
and
a lot of
with gays.
And that's the thing.
That
that's the dream we're all looking for. You know, I want to honk a lot of knockers.
Yeah.
That's how every straight guy says it.
Pat Powers said it, because Pat Powers is like, you should all follow him on Twitter. Pat Powers, one word, is pictures Angela Lansbury. He's like a 50-year-old gay, and he just like, that's how he was like, you go to some lady's house and honk her knockers and leave. Like, that was his interpretation of
like,
straight
yeah,
sex.
That's straight sex. Yeah. It's just a car.
Well, for example, this is something that probably, I don't know how common this is in the straight world. There's a guy, this beautiful man, I think he's from Korea, but now he lives here. Anyway, he is so fucking hot. Mm. And we were messaging each other, and it's following each other, but he's got a fucking boyfriend.
Okay.
He's like, I'm like, oh, you have a boyfriend? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm like, you're so beautiful. And he's like, well, you're beautiful. And I was like, thanks so much. And then he messaged me. He's like, so what are you doing tomorrow night? And I was like, oh, are you guys in an open relationship? He's like, yeah, we are. And I was like,
today we are.
Right. And I was like, okay. He's like, well, just hit, I'm like, I have shows. He's like, well, just hit me up after your shows. If anything, we can just like, you know, fool around. Or have fun, he said. I was like, okay. I mean, we never messaged each other. No, not yet. Because it's like, I got this, you know, I'm talking to this guy from Spain. I'd rather
focus on him. Here's the thing.
That's the thing. Like, I hook up with this guy all the time who's married. He's totally married, has a husband, but just like on his lunch break, we'll come over and we'll have sex.
And it's just sex. It's like transactional.
Yeah, yeah. But like, we'll text each other like every once in a while, like joking, or like if he was in Rome and I was like, oh, you got to eat at this restaurant or that restaurant.
But the difference between that and, you know, the situations that I would get in with a woman is that it's less messy, and it's less personalized.
Right.
You're like, yeah, he's good looking, I'm good looking, we both want to come. That's really all it is.
Right.
There's never, if I was to meet up with a chick and I was married, if I went and met up with a girl and was like, yeah, I just want to like fuck you, she'd be like, well, what? You don't want to like know me? Yeah, you're getting all the sex and we don't even get to know each other.
Well,
I'm like, yeah, maybe this is just what this is.
Well, I think there's some biological differences too. It's
of
like
course.
They did I don't know if it's a survey, but like the most monogamous and least monogamous relationships, most monogamous lesbians, and then the middle straight couples, least monogamous gays.
Really?
So listen, I'm not an expert, but I would say based off my experience, it just seems like men function differently when it comes to sex.
Well, also connecting the sex to the person.
Yeah, you can. I think you can disconnect, which almost is sociopath. I mean, maybe it makes more sense that a woman's like, if you're going to be inside me, I'd rather you...
The inside-outside thing is a
right,
big deal.
Like that kind of makes sense. Also, women are more vulnerable in that sense because it's like, I mean... you know, I don't, well, there's another thing too, is like, I mean, we're not getting pregnant and stuff, but
sure.
So, but also people are like, I love when guys are like, gay men can fuck all the time. They can fuck whenever they want. I'm like, yeah. We tried that and then we died. So, you know, it's, we have our own issues. Yeah,
there's other problems we're looking at.
Right.
I think it's just, it's interesting to me because it's like, I get in these situations where it's like, and a lot of the people that email in, a lot of the girls or guys that email in, it seems like we're all stuck on this. Like, guys are stuck worrying about looking like a dick, and girls are stuck wondering if this guy who doesn't want to look like a dick likes them.
Well, also, girls don't want to be like, look like they're a whore or a slut.
Yeah, they have to deal with those
that
types
they have
of things.
To, like, if they message a guy, suddenly are they a whore for messaging them? So they're going to say, do you want to get drinks?
That,
because it's like, then it's
now
not
societal.
So slutty.
I think there's
a lot of societal. I mean, this got real meta, but there's a lot of societal pressures too. So I feel like in women's defense, women are. They're in. 9 times out of 10, they're in a more difficult situation than a man.
So they have
to be protective. It makes sense.
Absolutely. They got to protect themselves. Physically.
I was referring to physically. Yeah. You know what I mean? I guess mentally too, but it's like.
But more physically.
I would think so, yeah.
Just message a guy and then be like, come over. You know, like then, you know, there's no wrestling match right. where, you know,
and
she's winning
that. It makes sense that men would be confused as to why that's such a difficult thing to do. But also you have to, like, I always make this joke. I'm like. Like one time, a friend was talking to me. He's like, "Oh, it's so easy for this woman comic because she's a woman, so she gets farther." And I was like, "All right, I'm gonna put it this way." And I'm not trying to get like on some feminist bullshit.
Sure.
I'm just saying, I'm just because you have a lot of female listeners, right?
Sure.
So I always tell straight guys, I'm like, when you left the house today, let's go over the things that you considered. Did you consider hair up, hair down, makeup, not too much makeup? Because if you wear too much makeup, what time of day is it? Are you going to look like a whore? But if you don't wear any, you don't care about yourself.
Totally.
Or you look homely or you look tired. Now we're going to go to our shirt. Do we show breasts, not show breasts? How big are your breasts? Am I going to get judged on the size of my breasts?
Literally a million decisions.
Also, now let's go down a little bit more.
Yeah.
Are you on your period? Do you have to feel shame for it? If you are on your period, do you have to take medicine? You are bleeding and it's a week and it's suffering and it's awful.
I can't even
imagine.
And now
let's go down a little farther. Yeah. Do you wear pants or skirt? Well, I better not wear a skirt on stage because what if people think I'm a whore and I'm just that kind of comic?
Dude.
Or if I wear pants, do they think I'm trying to be a man? But I'm a woman. I want to be this. I want to be that. So that's just physically what we've gone over we've left the house. On top of the fact that you got to get your hair, you got to get your makeup, you got all that. And I mean, I wouldn't be able to order a cup of coffee without murdering someone. Meanwhile, straight guys are like, gosh, these pants have another hole in my crotch. Better go out and get a bacon, egg, and cheese.
A lot of bacon, egg, and cheese.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, why don't these bras just want to fuck me whenever I want? It's like, they got other shit to worry about.
There's a lot on their mind.
There's 20 more things a woman is worrying about than just fucking and moving on.
I've always said, you know, I can't imagine the idea of being a woman going on stage as far as like, and then doing jokes about sex. Because
you're also in an uphill battle. Because it's half the audience is already sitting there thinking, oh, it's a woman.
Yep.
So now you have even more people to prove.
And we talk about the ego of guys a lot on this show.
Oh,
and
men
it's
are
like
very threatened.
Every time you hear a woman talk about sex, and this is just what it is, it's just a guy sitting in the room going, yeah, she wants to fuck me. She's talking to me.
Yeah.
This is me. It's an egotistical thing. And it's just, and that's
this weird thing where men think that women aren't as sexual as men.
It's crazy.
And it's not that women aren't sexual. Again, it's just different.
Different.
You know what I'm saying?
It's different. And it's also like, you know, I've said it before on this show where it's like, you know, guys want to fuck you first and then get to know you after. Girls want to get to know you first.
Well,
fuck
I
you
mean,
after that.
Men wanted to fuck you first and then never speak
never
to you.
Never speak to you. I had a situation and I was like, I'll never forget it because I do always think, I'm like I don't think I've ever thought of the female comics job as an easy one.
Right.
When guys and I will talk, I'll go, I had a guy once after a show. He's drunk. He's like, we got to take a picture. Ugh. We got to take a picture. I'm like, no problem. You want to be nice. Guys appreciating what I just did.
Stand there, smile.
We get it together. I have my arm around him and his buddy, and he takes his leg, puts his ass on my thigh and farts onto my thigh. And I felt the reverberations, like I felt the fart.
You felt the 1.5 magnitude.
It was a quake.
Right.
Go through my leg. And I remember looking at him going, and I was like, I had a moment where I was actually offended. And I was like, I don't get offended by much.
That would be the minimum.
Taken advantage of.
I felt it,
and I felt the fart come out of his ass, and I looked at him, I go, did you just fart on my thigh? And he was like laughing hysterically, and he's like, yeah, like, you know, jokes, funny. And I was thinking of that, and I didn't even...
The worst part of comedy is that there's an audience.
Well, the first thing I thought of is, wow, this is not one-tenth of what a woman... Like, he thought, yeah. I talk about whatever I talk about, so he should be able to fart on my leg.
Right.
And if for a woman, if she's talking about... like just this is my level of horrified from this, is which is one-tenth of what they have to deal with. And I'll never forget that. Because I remember like having this moment of like, I felt sick to my stomach. And we took the picture anyway.
Just from the smell.
The smell.
But I also, you know, it's so funny because, like, being a gay man, it's the minority in comedy.
Yeah.
It's the single minority in stand-up comedy. And someone asked me, well, because you're a gay man, do you think it's harder to be a gay man than a woman in comedy? Which I also think is a stupid, unfair question. But I said no, because at the end of the day, I don't have to worry about walking back to my car in my parking lot. I'm a guy. I work out. Yep. I can defend myself. I mean, I say that, but in true, I would scream and cry.
But you're right.
But I'm still a guy. Yeah.
So
it's a weird thing to be gay and be on stage because people will look at you and it's they almost like don't even know how to respond.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like gay, like straight men sometimes just literally they don't actually physically know how to respond to me.
Yeah, some they don't know fine. If laughing they don't know if laughing makes them like you know homophobic. Like they're homophobic or not, or that they're with you too much and you know like it that's a weird thing. I can't even imagine. You know, and you have to fight through all your own. I mean,
I still wear pants. I don't put on makeup. I'm still a guy. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's this weird thing where it's like, yeah, it's still more difficult. To be a woman traveling on the road must
can't
be
imagine.
Awful.
But we should talk about your podcast. You have a podcast.
Oh, I do. Yeah, with Emma Willman.
With Emma Willman, who's been a guest here.
We literally just talk about sex.
It's great.
Sex and relationships.
And it's every Thursday. So I always tell people, add things to your library.
And this is for, I think, straight, gay. It's not a podcast. As Emma Willman's a lesbian, but like we really just sit and talk about relationship sex. I do a lot of Barbara from Shark Tank impressions.
One of my favorites.
I want to tell you a story about a young girl who became a waitress and got $1,000 loan, and from that loan became known as Barbara Cook. I'm out.
I love Barbara.
She's got one fucked up eye.
She's got a weird, like, a wily eye,
and she looks like. I used to be on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah.
I lived in a spinny house. I went by Lady Lane Fairchild, and today I go by Barbara. I'm out.
I love that she'll just undress someone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't trust you, done.
You know what she said? She goes, I want to tell you something. I'm really enthusiastic about your product, but I'm not enthusiastic about you.
You're too slick. You're too smart. You know all the answers. So for that reason... I'm out. It's like, what? One time she said, I don't like shrimp, so I'm out. They have me on Shark Tank because I have more teeth than a shark.
Any episode that doesn't have her or Mr. Wonderful, it's a bad episode.
I turn it off. I mean, I love Lori. I love them all.
I like them all, but I'm saying like
without
the
Barbara,
mix,
though.
You need, you know, and I used to say this with American Idol. I used to love American Idol. Simon goes, I go.
Yeah, of course.
Goodbye. The reality just left this show.
Yeah, reality left the reality television show.
I don't need, you know, Cubes does a lot of like, you're the American dream. You did it. And you're like, shut the fuck up. Are you giving him your money or what?
Right.
And he can do that because
I'm shocked
Cubes has more money than all of them put together.
I'm so shocked you don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
I've heard a lot of people pushing me to it.
Really am shocked because that is a show... specifically you would obsess over.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mateo Lane. At Mateo Lane on Twitter and Instagram. Inside the Closet is the podcast every Thursday. He's got a Snapchat show.
Called Ghost Hunt, which they did 4 episodes, and because it did so well, they're now saving it and coming back out in February with like sponsors and all this shit.
This is great.
For the next year. Do you know what's crazy about Snapchat? Like, I did this show, and then we'll move on. Sorry. I did this show. Everyone's like, oh, Snapchat. My son has a Snapchat. You know, but it was full production, right?
Sure.
I was out in L.A. for a month. And Snapchat, for a 4-minute episode, gets 7 million views.
I know. Well, I know this because I just did a Snapchat thing.
Isn't it wild?
And I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I just know that we went and taped in L.A.
Yeah.
I met with them, and they were telling me. I asked them, I was like, they had shows, and the one I'm doing, the one that I did. We'll talk about it after. I go, well, how many views does that get? And they were like, they said that. They're like 7 million. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, people watch these.
And it's four minutes. It makes sense.
And it's like, yeah, it's short, and they're all fun. Like, the thing we did is super fun. If it gets made, I can, like, I'll know more in the new year.
Right.
But it's, the things they're doing are right up my alley, too.
Right.
It's videos I would want to watch.
Right.
You know, and in Ghost Hunting, you were going and tracking down.
Yeah, the show is, it's making fun of Catfish. We get two people who've been ghosted.
Yeah.
And find out personally what happened, then bring them together. And I literally just make fun of everyone.
I watched one of the episodes, and it's you, I think, it's you with the guy and the girl.
Yeah.
And the girl had ghosted, and he was like, I want to know why, you know, why. And you just see this girl just like, you could say, like, you were like, you could tell she just didn't want to fuck him.
Oh, yeah, she kept making all these excuses. She's like, I mean, I was emotional, and I was moving, and I had a, then she goes, I had a jaw problem, and I just cut off. I'm like, you're not being sued.
Yeah.
Like, chill out. Just say you didn't want to date him, and we can all move on.
And then at the end, you're like, so can we be friends? And he's like, you could see in his mind, he's like, this is my way back in.
Right.
And for her, she was like, yeah, we'll be friends. And like, they were never going to see each other again.
I was like, okay, she didn't mean that. And no. I turned to him and I was like, and you are trying to fuck her again.
Yeah, you got
to
relax, buddy.
Yeah.
It just, everything, it's hilarious to watch. So Ghost Hunted, you just go on the Discovery
every
page.
Every Tuesday on the Discovery page at Snapchat. But it comes back out in February, so you have to wait.
Well, get involved. At Mateo Lane on Twitter and Instagram. Let's do some emails. You ready?
I'm ready.
With you, I go straight into the mailbag. I don't even look.
Right.
Because you know the show.
Yeah.
You get it.
I got it.
How to ask a girl for a BJ while she's on her period. Mateo just rolled his eyes into the back of his head. To the Tinder tycoon, dearest guests, classic show. This girl, a 677. Face, body, personality.
I got you. I know.
Okay. Guys or girls can use it. And I have hooked up a couple of times.
What was it again? 677?
Yeah.
Okay. I would love to know what he is.
We went to the same high school in the Bay Area, but started to hook up while this past summer was ending. We are both freshmen in college now. She goes to a school in Virginia, and I go to a community college here in California, so we see each other when she's back for various breaks. She got back Christmas Eve, and we haven't hung out yet, but I've purposely not masturbated for a week. This is a ridiculous...
Can I also just say, too, women don't give a shit about how much cum you have stored up in your fucking balls.
Maybe it's...
No woman's like, oh, there's so much cum. That's a gay man's fantasy, is like, spread it all over me.
You want, gay men love a lot of cum.
I'm just saying that would be more in line with like, gay men's like, oh, I didn't masturbate.
It's funny that a guy would just know what a guy would want.
Of course.
Like, he's just thinking.
He thinks that this woman wants his fucking
just
juice.
Gallons of juice.
All the nut.
I hit her up asking if she wanted to hang out, but she said, I'm on my period, but I'll let you know when it's over.
That means no.
Is there a respectful way to ask her to give me a blowjob without sounding like a selfish piece
God,
of
this
shit?
Guy sounds like a fucking...
Don't read her this email. Whatever you do.
Don't read her this email?
No, yeah, this... Without
Oh, yeah.
This would be the worst love letter ever sent. We need some love letter music.
Do you know what this is? It's fucking... Here's the thing, is like... He hasn't masturbated so long, he's not thinking clearly.
Yeah, he's an animal.
Yeah, you gotta fucking masturbate, then rethink this, and then message her and be like, do you want to watch a movie?
This is a very young, ego-filled email.
He's
probably
like 19 years old?
Also, I don't really like her, so I'm debating ending it with her. He's ending it with her after she said no to hang out. But the girls at my college aren't much better, so this might be the most action I'm getting until I transfer to university in 2 years.
I just want to say that I'm out. I mean, this guy, I don't think that she's the problem. I think this guy needs to masturbate. He needs to masturbate and focus on getting into a college and maybe paying his car payments.
Yeah, this is... He also needs to not keep this, like, transactional thing going.
Right.
You know, like, where he's like, well, you know, if she said, I get blowjob.
Like, that's how egotistical men are, that he read that she said she's on her period, and he goes... Well, then how do I get a blowjob? It's like, dude, this music is so...
This is the worst... Ready? She goes to school in Virginia, and I go to a community college here in California. So we see each other for various breaks. But I've purposely not masturbated for a week, so that I'll be full of unrelentless cum. I hit her up asking if she wants to hang out, but she said, I'm on my period, but I'll let you know when it's over. Is there a respectful way... Hey, baby... I got all this cum I've been saving for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I need someone to bathe in it. And I know you're dealing with your monthly monster.
Oh, yeah.
But let me just dress you in my ranch dressing. My man dressing. So what do you say? Why don't you let me give you this warm, hot...
It's a warm,
greasy mess.
It's a greasy mess.
You won't be able to get out of your clothes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, not even bleach.
Why don't you let me give you the fineness of my balls?
Oh, my balls.
This community college chick ain't cutting it. I need your private school mouth.
I want that privileged mouth.
And let me just let you know, I'm not really that into you.
Oh, I just want something warm.
Not looking for anything serious.
Not looking for anything serious.
But I still want to get blown.
Oh, I still want to get blown.
Because I got 2 years until I transfer to a university.
I gotta pay my car payment loan.
Insane. Unbelievable.
Got a lot of mileage out of that. A
lot of mileage. We've done one email. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I like this title. It's from a lady. Are they being dicks or am I? Mm. Papa JT. Love your work. I need some advice. From a third party, and I know my friends will never. Let's play the music. We got a lady email. I know my friends will never hear this because they are far too judgmental for the judgment-free zone. That's where we are, the judgment-free zone, even though we judge the fuck.
Even though out. I'm sitting here.
Honestly, part of my problem with them is their unwillingness to even listen to this podcast, try as I do. Don't worry, I've given plenty of others to subscribe. Long story short, I'm a senior at a top-tier academic, low-tier social school.
What? What does that even mean?
I guess it's a good school that doesn't party.
So is she in a community college?
No, top-tier academic.
Low-tier.
Low-tier social.
Okay, whatever.
I'm living in a house with a bunch of my friends. There's a lot of tension in the house surrounding one person who has a lot of serious life issues. We try to be supportive of her, but it's gotten to the point where she takes everything out on us. To be fair, her problems are not luxury, and I could never understand what she's going through. But she also has done some terrible stuff to my friends that, in my opinion, there is no excuse for. I was never close with her, and her behavior this year means she's out of chances. My real issue is that one of my best friends has become a never-ending sympathy train for her, and she's starting to drive our friend away from us. We found out that the two of them have been talking shit about all of us, including complaining about our families and our pets. Like, what did this dog do to you? We knew they were being judgmental and pretentious all year, but thought we were reading into it until we found out that they have been actually saying mean things. Walls are thin. Nothing they said is all that bad, but definitely not something people would say about a friend. I could care less about the girl with all the problems complaining about me because she's always been like that and doesn't seem, she doesn't even know me well, but the one who has all was one of my best friends I was pretty hurt by. Normally, I would just stop being friends with the people who did this, but she's been a really good friend to me the last few years, and I don't want to throw that all away without even talking to her. I don't think she realizes this is she is even being hurtful. I think she legitimately thinks she's just being sympathetic and that we are all monsters for not enabling this girl's issues even more. I've been ignoring her for 2 weeks, and I don't think she's even noticed. It feels wrong to just throw in the towel. I don't want to spend the rest of my senior year bitter, but I don't even know how to bring this up. I feel like she's just going to tell me that I'm privileged or something and that she can't relate to my insignificant problems. She has a near identical upbringing as I do. By the way, just takes herself a little more seriously.
I wish she gave specifics.
There's a lot of vaguity.
It's all vague. It's all vague. It's no specifics and all feeling. Yeah. So I have no idea who to feel for.
Sure.
All I hear is passive aggression on every side.
It's a lot of I'm reading through the rest of her email, which is a lot of the same.
Then she, you know what she should do? Just take this email and sit down with this girl and read it to her. Because the problem is going to continue when you don't address the problem with her. Who gives a shit if she calls you privileged? You don't have to go there and sit and say, you. You can sit there and say, this is how I feel about myself in this situation. And I want to let you know that if we want to continue living with each other, let's just be open and honest with each other and talk about the things that we need to talk about. But you can't be doing all this passive aggressive bullshit because then the tension builds on both sides.
It keeps going and it becomes about something else.
Right.
And you're living together.
Right.
And the girl with like huge issues that's miserable, she is going to attract any misery she can to commiserate with.
Of course.
That's what this other girl who you're friends with is a little bit miserable herself.
Of course.
So she went to her and she decided to talk shit and they all just sit there talking shit all day. If you just ignore it and let it happen, they'll keep it going because they'll put it on you. They'll say, well, she doesn't even talk to us when we walk by. And it's like, listen, so if you go up with math, that's the only way to get through
this. I think just go up, speak your piece.
Yeah.
And accept that they may listen by the end of the conversation. If you all decide that you simply do not work as friends, then so be it. Then just talk about a way that you can live with each other peacefully for the rest of the year.
She writes, P.S. She hates confrontation, tends to agree with whoever is talking to her, which makes the prospect of having conversation with about this.
But guess who else hates confrontation? Who's writing this email? So you two have something in common. You can bond about it. But I just don't understand. Like, as you move forward in life, once you leave school, which is a complete bubble, and you work in the workforce and you're on the train or you're in your car and you're dealing with normal people, these problems don't go away. So you either learn how to address it for yourself and deal with it and move on, or you don't. And it sounds to me like she's just as passive aggressive and just harping on the same negative issues as this other girl.
And she's also harping on her talking shit about you. Guess what, bitch? Everyone's talking shit about everybody.
And you just wrote an email talking shit about her to millions of people.
So go and talk to her and say, and what you said is exactly right. Make it me. Don't make it you.
Right, because no confrontation. People get upset about confrontation because people don't know how to address their issues because they don't understand how to say, you know, these things, when you do these things or when people do these things, it can affect the people around them. And so in this case, I feel affected because I want to make sure I live in a house where we're all can be open dialogue. And if there's something I'm not doing, then let's talk about that. But on your end, I'd appreciate it if we were all just more open about it. That way you're bringing both people into the conversation.
And you can also live together and not be best friends.
Absolutely. That's called New York City roommates.
There it is. You can say, you can look at her and go, hey, I just feel uncomfortable hearing you talk about me. If you have something to say to me, say it right to me.
Or
I'm right here.
Just be like, yeah.
Because and she said the walls are thin. I heard you say this about me. I feel this way from that. It hurts me because I feel like we're good friends. I feel like you're just going in with this other girl because you feel bad for her, which is fine. We all feel bad for her. But don't make it more of a dramatic thing than it has to be. I don't appreciate it.
Right.
And then you can walk away going, and we're going out tonight. Why don't you come?
Do it like gay men.
Well, yes. And we're going out. We're going to go get drunk. Come out. And if she can decline that invitation, but if she accepts it, that's her being like, yeah, we are friends.
Also, it might help you to take, you know, like if it sounds like it's a concentrated problem where it's too bubble, like it's too, it's just in this tiny little bubble that keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Why don't you all go realize that there's a bigger world out there and then together go do something, go to a fucking charity and give out soup or go. Do something to make them realize that your problems are not as big as what else is out there. And so you come back together and do something together that's positive, not
totally.
Just something together that deals with you. It feels very narcissistic.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Mateo Lane, at Mateo Lane on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow, support him. So funny. Super funny. You guys are going to love him if you already, you probably already do.
If you love Liza Minnelli impressions, you'll love me.
We got to sponsor people. Blue Apron, leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. Are you a fan?
I'll read it as Liza.
Oh, dude.
What do you need me to read?
Just read this? Just read the first paragraph, and then I'll get to the...
I just want to say, I love Blue Apron, and it's a leading meal kit delivery system in America. I love America. And while many people know what we do, many don't know about the types of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron. So you're not just having burgers for dinner, you're making short rib burgers with happy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun. You're preparing seared steaks and thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes. I used to make them with my mama all the time. Green beans and crispy shallots under 45 minutes without a trip to the grocery store.
Here's what I'm going to tell.
And I broke my knee, so I can't go to the grocery store.
Liza's right, okay? What you guys need to do is get involved with Blue Apron, because here's this. New year, new start. A lot of you are trying. A lot of you looked in the mirror today and said, "I don't even recognize myself."
Me.
It's January 1st. I need to get my shit together. And you know what helps you get your shit together? Blue Apron, because they're portioned meals that are appropriate for you and whoever you're eating with.
And the boxes are recyclable.
There you go. So it's they have a two-person meal plan, serves two people, choose from eight new recipes per week with choice of...
And if you're single, bring a friend over.
This is what I'm saying. Family meal week, family meal plan, meals that serve four people, wine plan, six bottles of wine. You know, there's all different things that they do. But the real thing is, you guys right now feel as bad as you're going to ever feel. It's January 1st. It's a Tuesday. You don't know where life is going. These are little tiny things. Blue Apron is like a little tiny thing. It is something you can accomplish, and there's a beginning, middle, and end. There's very little things like that in your daily life when you start working in the real world. Also, healthy. These are portioned better than whatever you're going to go to the store and make. You're going to make a big buffet for seven when it's just lonely you. So go get Blue Apron. And they're treating J Train listeners to their first three meals, a $30 value with your first order. If you visit blueapron.com/JTrain, that's blueapron.com/JTrain, blueapron.com/JTrain. So check out this week's menu. Get your $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/JTrain. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. So listen, get your Blue Apron, blueapron.com/JTrain. The other part is, if you're a guy or girl out there, make it for whoever you're having over for dinner. That's a guaranteed conilingus. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
I love that you love. By the way, is there a way I could get a small glass of water with no ice? Is that possible? I'm gonna throw an Airborne in there. I'm such a diva. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I love that you love, like, getting eaten out.
Eaten out.
Yeah.
Like a blowjob?
No, I love it.
An ass licking.
Yeah.
Oh, I love an ass licking.
You talk about it on this, right?
Eating out is a weird
that's how
way
gays
to put it.
That's how gays refer to it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It put it like, I like a girl licking my butt.
Yeah.
Why not?
But you don't want to go farther than that.
I've had a finger in the butt.
Just a finger?
Just a finger.
All right. I mean, that's good for you. That's progress.
Listen. I think it's like a...
How many men write in and say that they try it and they like it?
We've had a few. We had a few people. I've had Snap-heavy chat people thank me because I'm trying to normalize this thing. Finger in the butt during a blowjob, I mean, like...
I get that people wouldn't like it, so I'm not pressuring people. But I more so find it... You're a lifesaver. I more so find it fascinating that when straight guys come to me and say, oh, yeah, I like this, I like that, I find it fascinating. And it's not even like in a sexual thing. I'm just like, oh, wow, okay. Yeah, because we have the same bodies. I mean, mm-hmm. It feels good, you know?
I'm just saying, it's so... I'll lick a girl's butt.
Well, okay.
I'll open that floodgate.
I'm hoping that you're prepping and you're prepared and stuff.
Yeah, I go in there with a damp cloth and I rub down the anus.
You do not do that. Do you really?
No! What the fuck are you talking about? I'm getting crazy here.
Do girls typically, I'm gonna sound so ignorant. Do girls like shave their butt hair? I would imagine that they have.
There's a lot of wax butts out there. I've heard of this, the anal bleaching thing, I haven't come across as much as I've heard about it.
I don't even know what the difference would look like. I need like a before and after.
Shelby wants to weigh in with something.
It like makes it less brown, you know?
Yeah, but I guess I don't know. Yeah, okay. I would need to see a before and after.
I've licked a girl's butt in the past and...
Got dingleberries?
It's like... Got something in my teeth. No, the I'll get... And it's one of two reactions. It's either... They're like,
a girl will be less, if you go lick a girl's butt, she'll be less scared of it than I think a guy would. She may be
absolutely.
Like, what are you doing? But like some guys I would imagine be like, oh, like freak out. Although I don't know.
How could you?
I can't imagine a girl, I know a few, but I can't imagine a girl being like, I want to lick his butt.
I mean, it's Shelby. You have something. Shelby's no. really got something to say.
No, I was talking to someone the other day, and she doesn't like any butt stuff, but yeah. she does like the anal bleaching for like her.
For
like,
her,
she's like this is.
Which she doesn't want any butt stuff, but she just wants for this for her own self satisfaction. She wants a pink butthole.
Yes.
Well, okay. good for her.
Respect to her. I mean, I'll lick a butt, and what you want is them. Is you want the girl to react like someone having a surprise birthday party.
Right.
You want them to walk in and go, oh, hey! You know, like when they first walk in, a little surprise. You don't want the girl automatically being like...
What's a typical response when you tell a girl you... And first of all, how do you even say that?
I don't really say it.
What do you just physically, like, put your butt up there?
No, it's a her first thing.
Well, you're never going to get...
Well, I'm willing to move slow. I'm not going to just come out...
Glacially.
When, there's nothing weirder. I had a girl... there was a girl blowing me once, and I was, like, kind of hammered. I was like... And I'm just like...
oh, God.
Just put it, you know. And I'm like, she's blowing me. I'm like, oh, I feel so fucking good. Okay, no. Just take your finger and put it in my fucking ass. And then she heard that, and she was like... She did the, what? It was a full stop.
That's the worst response.
Full
hookup,
and I was like, that's the worst response.
Yeah.
Because it's like, now I have to explain. And it's like, it's not like I'm doing this every day, but I was having such a great blowjob experience. I was like, let's throw some cheese on this burger, you know? And I think, you know, this is why this is the judgment free zone, this podcast, where people can write in, you know, about anything they'd like. But,
and I judge everyone.
It's okay that we're here to judge. But I'm saying the idea that someone can hear, maybe there's a guy out there that can hear me say it. And now I've improved.
So you're trying to liken yourself to like the head of a movement?
Yes. You know that guy D-Ray? I'm
D-Ray Davis?
I'm that. Isn't he a movement guy? I'm the Kaepernick.
Like
for
Robinson or like Martin Luther King or like, yeah, you know, yeah. Harvey Milk.
Among those names, I'm that for.
So you're the Harvey
male butt stuff.
I don't know how much demand there is from straight men to get their butts.
I don't think it's
around.
A demand. I think it's just it happened once, and I was like, okay.
The girl who did it must have been really good because people can do it and it not feel good.
She was, you know,
I would imagine you're jacking.
She's an explorer.
I would. She had like a hard hat, yeah. and like a light.
Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, she was a horse, and she was being she was following Native Americans around to figure yeah. out like the ways around. Did you when you do you jack? I'm assuming you're jacking off when they're eating you out because you
no,
should be.
No, they're doing a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. By
I'm
the way,
in the spa.
As good as I am in bed, I never know how to give a proper hand job. Which I don't think it's necessary, but I also like don't know. Like some guys are like, whoop, 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 like it feels like so good. I'm like, how is your hands an octopus hand? Like,
how did you do this? I'm more of the, I like when a girl goes with the ball play.
Oh, see, I had a boyfriend who loved when I would like lick his balls. And I mean, it's humiliating because I don't give a shit about the balls. So yeah. like in my head while he's like, I'm like,
wait, that's
oh,
the noise he's
God.
Making. Well, let's go to this email. We got a dude email. Let's because he's asking
yeah.
a question on.
Ooh, yeah. A dude email.
How do I make our relationship more physical?
I want everyone to know that's called a whistle tone. Very rare for men to have that.
You're like a real singer.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I am. I'm single, so that's why I'm so proud of it.
I used to sing in high school. That's why
I would love to hear you sing. Sing before we go to the
I was
email,
like
sing
a tenor.
Something.
I can't
There's
sing.
No way you're a tenor now. But
not
so
anymore.
I want to sing something. Just
I don't
give
think I
me
could.
Something.
It's been a long time. I was in like honors choir in high school.
God, you're so there are so many gay elements of you.
Listen,
but
I'm just open and free.
I love it. I think it's great. But can you just sing something? Can you give me like a La.
That was so good. I feel embarrassed. I'm not going to be that good.
Just a simple note with vibrato. Don't stand too close to the mic.
I can't even
La.
Get.
La. There you go. That's good.
See?
That's not bad.
There's something there.
There's some people who are naturally born to sing. And like Evan Williams, do you know Evan Williams?
Yeah, of course.
Everyone always talks like this, man.
Have you had him on this podcast before?
I don't know if I have.
Going, yet. Should have him on,
not
man.
Yet.
I'll give the best advice, man. I was addicted to coke.
But he's like a natural singer.
Really?
Like, he just doesn't sing. Have you ever heard my Joe Mackey? Have you had him on this podcast?
Those are two people we should have on right away.
You just have Joe Mackey on. He'll sit here and talk to you about Sam Morril.
You really
who
have.
Really just...
You can do everybody.
Just those two.
They have specific voices.
Yeah, I couldn't do you.
What's up, Papa J Train? I got a dude email for you. I'll start off with a quick feather for your nuts. I've recently started introducing my girlfriend to the podcast, hoping to lead us into conversations that we aren't having, which brings me to my question. So this butt stuff conversation really might have gotten them talking.
I mean...
My girlfriend and I have been dating for about 4 months. This is the first girl I haven't pursued trying to have sex with this late in the relationship. There's just some innocence about her that makes me nervous to try.
He loves her.
We never talk about sex. While she's never told me, so I'm getting strong vibes that she's a virgin.
Oh, God.
Within the past few weeks... This seems young. The past few weeks, I've initiated more intimate contact by casually feeling her butt or boobs over the clothes. She seems to be receiving it well, but I'm worried that one of the qualities that she liked me to begin with was how I never tried to smash. How do I get the conversation going about sex, get to running those bases without freaking this girl out? Love the podcast. Any advice would be appreciated. I understand where he's coming from. Sometimes you'll date a girl... And you'll be like,
When you worked at Michael's and her name was Francesca and you broke up with her in the yarn section. Yes, we've all done that.
We've all done that. That's everyone's story.
Yeah.
But sometimes you'll date someone and you'll be like, why isn't this going that way? Where's the sexiness? I want it to happen, but I don't know how to get it. And sometimes you don't talk about it for long enough that it becomes the elephant in the room. Have you ever had that situation?
No.
So okay. That's that. Yeah, that's that. Okay, mm-hmm. Next email. No, yes.
I think I'm gonna sound like
I'm trying not to be Dr. Phil.
But it's like just talk to her about it.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy. I know this guy's looking for some magical thing, like if you press that and do this and around the corner fudge is made. I mean, like, there's not gonna be some sort of magical answer. You say, you know what, we've been dating for 4 months.
Yeah.
This has been wonderful, and I like you, and I really appreciate you, and I just want to talk about, I just want to understand, like, where you are with sex and how you feel about it, and just be very diplomatic about it.
And be cool, and understand that where she is where she is.
Yeah, and say, like, I'm not here to pressure you. I'm just saying that that's an expression that I feel I would love to share with you. So let's talk about it.
Two things. That whole stuff about ass eating... Don't go there yet. I don't think you're there yet.
I still think one of the funniest things you ever said is if a girl even says eat, you just turn around the other end of the room, your legs are up.
She just say eat, and I'll just have legs on my ready to go. I would say to this guy, your advice is correct.
Yeah,
talk it out.
Yeah,
why don't you start with a kiss?
No. Before the kiss.
But I'm saying he should kiss her.
Have they kissed yet?
Maybe they have.
They
should start having hot makeouts, and then the hot makeouts need to happen on a bed. So...
No, see, I think that this is approaching it in the male way. I think that she's obviously sending the signals that she's really sensitive about
and
this.
And nervous.
And then to go there, you have to start with the heart first. And so you have to gain trust. And trust isn't going to be gained by not addressing your boundaries before you step into that situation.
That's interesting. Okay.
So I'm getting very Wendy Williams, you know?
No, but I like it.
I think, first of all, I want to say, Suzanne, I would talk about it first because if you do that, you may be making it worse. And then you may find out that maybe she... You may have to accept she's not ready to have sex.
Not ready. But the only thing I say about the kiss is, like, if you concentrate on that.
Do you see you going back to this?
Well, because
men are so physical. But
I'm going back to that because I'm like, they should definitely have a talk. But I'm saying he's talking
they should
about.
Call.
He call in 64. We have a voicemail.
I would love that.
So what I'm saying is. I agree with you 100%. I'm saying though, he's talking about sex. Let's get to kissing first. You know, like I don't think he should be thinking about sex right now. He should be thinking about like makeouts, hot makeouts. And that should be the goal one. Not, well, I'm trying to smash, man. No, because obviously that's way too far ahead for this person and for them as a couple.
I think goal one is trust, and then that will open up the other doors. And so that way it doesn't feel like it's this puzzle you're putting together, or like that you're winning dungeons in Zelda. Like, it's not about that. It's about expression. So I think she's obviously mentally in a different place than you are, and if you respect that and you want to continue this, have a conversation. If she's not willing to go where you need to go and she's not meeting your needs, then you can agree to walk away from it. But then you haven't crossed any boundaries or hurt anyone's feelings.
It wasn't like you guys made out and you're like, fuck this.
Right, because when you make out, she doesn't want to go farther, and then it creates some kind of a scene that now you've just, the only message you've sent to her is that I'm looking for physicality, not trust, and you're mad at her because she didn't put out, as opposed to having a conversation before.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
JTrain. Or be gay, get on Grindr.
podcast@gmail.com.
Let's
do a hypothetical.
Okay.
Not being able to hear any music for a year, even background music is silent to you.
Okay.
Which is worse?
Work. I got it, yeah.
Not being able to watch any TV for a year, every TV program shows a black screen.
Oh, TV, for sure.
That's worse.
I would rather listen to music. I would rather music than watch TV.
So it's worse to not have the music.
Right. I'm a neurotic, sensitive person, and I need music
to calm me
or to encourage. Like, you know, I'm also an opera singer.
Yeah.
And an artist. So like a physical drawer. I'm not so interested in TV.
I need TV. I need a game in the background. I just need it on for like that helps you. But it's so funny. The same reason. You need music as I need TV.
The weird thing is I listen to podcasts.
I listen to podcasts.
Where does that fall? It's listening, so I would say maybe it falls into the listening category.
This would be harder for me with TV and podcasts. I love podcasts.
I love too. Yeah.
So that this is like another thing. It would go on the list of three. The worst for me, the easiest one for me to lose would be music, then TV, then podcasts.
The easiest for me to lose would be TV, podcasts, then music.
Shelby, you got any opinion on this?
There's like music that's instrumental in like TV and movies. So losing music would be worse.
Yeah, I think I couldn't handle, I would need music.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
I'm not a TV. You know what TV I watch? I watch Wendy Williams, Morning Joe.
Shark Tank.
Oh, I love Shark Tank.
Let's do another
Drag Race.
Let's do another lady email.
Okay. Why is this the lady music?
The women emails are
so dramatic.
The dude emails are so, like, easy. It's like, I'm trying to fuck. How do I do this?
Right, and
then I just
like,
open this email.
One time, 4 years ago, there was this girl.
You're going to go crazy. Oh, new listener here suggested my friend. There's another J-Train podcast, by the way. Yeah, no, this is the only J-Train podcast right here. So with me in a red sweatshirt doing the thinking, man. Mm-hmm. Once I listened to the correct J Train, I jumped aboard and even played it for my mom on the car.
There's like a faux J Train podcast.
People, this is the Wild West, the internet. People, you know, there's other names. This is whatever. What are you going to do? Jumped aboard and even played it for my mom on the car ride. The cream rises to the top, no matter what the name. We got a good show here. I believe in the product. Okay. Keep telling your friends. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
He put a gun to my head as he was saying that.
I jumped aboard, even played it for my mom on the car ride to grandma's on Christmas Day.
Wow.
This is going to be a weird one for mom to hear.
Yeah.
We did a whole song about coming in a girl's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The term finger bang came up, and I had to rewind because my mom didn't hear. I had to rewind because my mom didn't hear it and wanted to know why your guest host was reacting so poorly.
Who is the guest host?
I don't even know. Oh. All the money in the world can't buy memories like that, so thanks. I had a bit of a saga for you, with the main question being, what the hell did this guy really want? Okay? Here are the spark notes. Sorry, it's still so long. So she gives 9 notes about this. And then the question is,
I don't want to say much, but
what the hell did this guy really want? Met on Bumble when he was in town visiting my parents in May.
So he wanted to fuck.
Wanted to fuck. Yeah, that we'll do after everyone will decide what he wants.
Yes.
So in town, anytime you say he was in town, he came with the cum bus to drop off the package.
The cum bus.
Went out for drinks same night, hooked up. Also moved quick.
Duh.
2, figured it was just a one night thing, but he kept texting, even brought up visiting him in Connecticut a couple times.
No, it's still hooking up because guys like distance because they don't have to actually be with you, but then you can have you in town, you have a little fun, then you go back to your home.
You have exactly.
So it's
you,
still fucking.
Still fucking. You have limitations that are make him, and we talked about this earlier, guys don't want to be a dick.
Mm-hmm.
These excuses are enough for him to not be a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Three, he was a 779 face body personality, and that personally got me. So 2 months after the hookup, I flew up to Connecticut to see to visit. We had a great weekend. At the end, I asked point blank, what do we do? And he said, well, one of us would need to... This is such a guy move. Well, one of us would need to move, and I think it should be me since I want to eventually be back by my parents and wherever they live, effectively placing me in a position where I have no control over what happens. Yeah. That's three. He's putting limitations on this. The minute you say, what do we do? And he goes, well, we got to move. It's like, that's too big to overcome. Still fuck it.
Yeah.
Four, feeling okay. I get home and the texts begin to thin out. Longer wait times for responses at the usual signs.
Yeah,
he told me he's good at compartmentalizing, but I made a mental excuse for him since he works in broadcasting with college football and the season was taking off. Don't buy it. Anytime you're making the excuses for the other person... You're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah, this is
still fucking.
She should have reread this after she wrote it.
Five. So obviously, this is when I asked if I could visit again. His response: Of course. Booked for October. Went. Had a great time again. Then I got home and same thing as before. Texting fell off. Eventually stopped hearing from. She went to him again. Fast forward to May. The next year, he posts a snap to a story that he's in Florida. I send him a message over Snap, and his response is, "You want to get a drink tonight?" See. You're pushing. You sent him the snap. Still fucking. We get drinks. I tell him about an internship I have in Rhode Island the next month. He says he'll come visit me since it's only 2 hours from where he lives. Still fucking. Still limitations. It's only 2 hours. You, as easily as he said it's only 2 hours, he can go, it's a 2-hour ride. So remember that.
I wouldn't date someone in the Bronx.
He visits me in Rhode Island. We had this discussion about Hoboken.
Oh, forget Jersey?
River might as well be an ocean.
Yes.
He visits me in Rhode Island, just like always. We have a great time together, but getting to a point of annoyance with the hot and cold, I tell him point blank that I wanted this to go somewhere, be more than what it is. He says, I don't know what to tell you, which was my cue to write it off and move on. I had taken the 2-hour drive as a good sign, but maybe dude is just that desperate to get laid. It's not desperate. I hate when girls do that. Oh, he's just that desperate? No. You're a buying customer. You don't give... You know what costs the most? Getting a new customer acquisition. You have bought in. You cheap to keep up. That sounded like I was Asian. You cheap to keep up. still fucking. Nine. Flash forward to July. I'm swiping around on Bumble and his profile goes up. I swipe to see what happens and it's a match. No conversation start. Yeah, this is... The cycle
Come
of life.
On, girl. It has devolved into a place that you've had to match on Bumble and not talk to each other.
She writes, we haven't talked since then. I'm 26. He's 28. And I felt like I had a better connection with him than anyone else I've dated. So what's the deal? Did I just make myself an easy hookup? Am I silly to have thought that it could have gone somewhere? You're not silly. I know we're like judging her and we're doing this whole thing. Like
I'm not judging.
I get she is where a lot of people are. What is this?
Mariah Carey singing If It's Over.
Can you sing it?
Are you kidding me? Of course I can.
What do you, I mean, where did she go wrong? What do you think? I mean, I hear what she's saying, but
I have an answer. She's not going to like it.
Give it. This is the no judgment zone. This is the free speech house. This is the honest factory.
I want to tell you a story. She reminds me of myself when I was younger.
Yeah.
She's smart. She's sexy. Vivacious. But for that reason, I'm out.
I would say this. She is... It's you know what it puts a knot in my stomach because I've been in this situation too.
We've all been there.
We've all been there.
Just to let her know.
I did this with this guy in Los Angeles who does not speak to me anymore. Because you can come off really needy and desperate. Listen, sometimes in life, I'm going to talk about the bees and the bees.
Yeah.
Sometimes in life, there are fun flings.
Yeah.
And those flings are what they are. They're just flings.
Yeah.
And regardless to how you feel about that person, location does have a big thing to do with how you react to someone and how you engage with somebody. And even though you have feelings for each other, if one person doesn't respond the same way you do, then it's just a fling. You had a couple of flings. It was a lot of fun, but she's putting too much weight into the situation. And she's reading way too much into, well, he said this, but he said that, but he said this. If you're trying to compensate for the obvious problem that's in front of you by little things that he's said, listen, if it's over, I mean, it's
what
over.
You're saying is absolutely correct, and everything she's
so
looking
I'm out.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say to her is that she was always taking the 7 steps forward.
Well, she was the one always, right? She was, first of all, I feel for her because she's the one who kept having to go visit him. So right there, he's already made it clear that he's not going to make an effort to go see her.
And then he went to Florida and he didn't even like reach out to say, hey, I'm going to be there in 2 weeks. I can't wait to see you. This is the thing. People act the same when they're into something.
Yeah.
So like, it's not like everyone makes these people that doesn't work out with, we're all in the center of the bell curve.
Yeah.
We always try to say, well, he's got a broadcasting job. We always say that the people we're dating are in the tail ends of the bell curve. But no, everyone's in that fat part. So the guy's, oh, he's a bad texter. Oh, everyone in the world's a good texter except this guy. You found the one bad one. You found the one guy who doesn't. You know, everyone is the same. We're 10% away from each other. We're in that fat part of the mean. So when you make excuses for the guy, he's going to let you make excuses so he can come. And I do understand. Like, it kind of comes.
Also, can I just say, she just made it really easy for him to not care.
Yes.
That's the biggest
mistake. He never had to grab for you.
No.
You grabbed for him.
She was a zero challenge. She was a zero, you know, she made it too easy. So it shows to him that she's not respecting herself. Not that she doesn't respect herself. I'm saying, there's just this thing where it's like, oh, she's going to come to me. I have to put zero effort. She'll show up. We have sex. We're a relationship for a weekend. Then she's out of here.
And it kind of, what you got to do, the other thing is you're trying to play off the emotion of a man and the ego of a man. Guys want to fucking strive up. So if you're saying, I'll come to you anytime you want, that's like, oh, okay, I could do better than that. I could get, there's someone out there.
And all that money and energy she's putting into this guy who's not giving it to her, she could be putting into someone else who's local.
It's local and nice, but not nice, but this is like the issue.
No, nice.
And it comes back to kind of what we were talking about in the beginning where it's like taking it personally.
Right.
You know, she was putting money after a bad investment. She was so hung up on the fact that they had this good thing once that she was like, oh, I'll just throw money at it and it'll get better. But that's the people do that with stocks all the time. People don't sell off at the right time because they're like, well, I've already lost $100. Maybe it'll come back. No, it never comes back. When it falls, get out what you can.
Yeah.
Save the money you can.
And maybe, you know, in the future, if you really like a guy, you know, just let him make it equal parts, you know, challenging each other.
And also, I don't think you have to keep score, but you do have to have moments where you're somewhat testing someone.
Of course.
And you have to give them the ball and see if they shoot.
Of course.
So you said to him, hey, when you're in Florida, let me know. And then when he was in Florida, he didn't message you. You shouldn't have said, hey, you're here, we should get drinks. You should have said, hey, you're here, you didn't fucking call.
Yeah.
That should have been your first thing.
Yep.
And you should have been mad.
Says, and if he says, well, I'm here, let's hook up now, hang out now, you say, absolutely not. And then guess what? It showed you have a backbone and that he, you know, oh, I made a mistake and I took advantage of this girl and blah, 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 this and that. And then it would send him into a mental tailspin. But instead, she made it so easy for him. Made it easy for him.
And it made it, and you.
To a man has really not shown her much.
And you could have been fun. And here's the way you move on. Take the things you liked about your hangouts and how you felt when you hung out and use it to judge the next guy. Because you did feel a connection. None of us are saying you didn't. But that connection could be felt with a lot of people. I think the things that you liked about him were those moments that he was giving you, that he was acting like a normal person. Then the rest of the time, he's fucking, hiding in the forest so he doesn't have to get caught by you.
Yeah.
So I think that the next time you can give small tests to guys. Make them achieve. Because guys like that. Guys want to climb the mountain. They want to win the video game.
Guys are pretty...
It's pretty simple.
Simple. I mean, in a lot of ways, they are. The challenge for a man is to make a man feel like he's challenged.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Matteo Lane.
Yeah.
Such a pleasure. Thank you for
coming.
Was it?
Was I funny?
You're the best. You kill it.
We came up with a good song, I felt.
Everything was good.
And I don't even know if we meant to turn it into a song, but I felt turned
like
it into a song.
The best ass licking of my life.
let's not say things we can't take
okay.
back. Yeah.
JTrain. Matteo Lane, @MatteoLane on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow his podcast. He's with Emma Willman, who's so funny. She's been on here too. Inside the Closet every Thursday. Snapchat show called Ghost Hunt coming out in February. Shelby, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
@ClassicShelb, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. We're in the new year. We've done it. We're here. So keep telling your friends. Keep spreading the word. That's the way this podcast grows. JTrain56 on Twitter. JTrain56 on Snap. @JaredFried on Instagram. Jared Fried on Facebook. We'll be back next episode. Boom.